107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to have a guest in studio and on the phone today. On the phone is Royal DeYoung with Stratford Inclusive Markets, and in person in the studio with me, it's Sarah McIntyre with Generation Rainbow Collective. Ladies, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks so much for joining me. I am really looking forward to this event on February 2nd, the Winter Rainbow Festival. And Royal, this winter festival is with Stratford Inclusive Markets, and it's a fundraiser for the Rainbow Collective.
That's right.
So what can we look forward to at this festival? There's a long list of activities.
Yeah, so we do a lot of markets, but we wanted this to be more than a market. We wanted it to be a celebration. We wanted it to be family-friendly and just a lot of fun. So we've got some live music booked from 1:35 to 2 with Bethany Zare. We have line dancing from 12:30 to 1:30 with Melody and Francois Valorand. And this is not your typical like country music line dancing. We will be line dancing to gay anthems. We have put together an epic playlist for the line dancing portion.
Okay.
And then all day we've got, there is a magician there. Jeremiah Nordquist, he will be walking around doing magic tricks for people. We have got the gold man, the Godrich gold man. He dresses up like a gold statue. You can take pictures with him. There is a scavenger hunt by donation all day for kids where they will go around the whole area and look for clues, and they will receive little prizes. We've got an all-ages coloring booth. I want to stress this is not just for little kids. It's for teenagers. It's for adults. We'll have different skill levels of fun things to color themed to the market, of course.
Awesome.
We have an all-ages temporary tattoo booth. Again, we've got tattoos for little kids, and I've got some really cool black and white tattoos for adults, so all of those are by donation. We have a hot chocolate bar that is by donation. We will have pizza all day by Lumberjack Pizza. They'll be selling hot pizza and frozen pizzas that you can take home. And we have a silent auction also for fundraising for the Generation Rainbow Collective, which we are incidentally still looking for donations for. If anyone wants to donate, you can reach out to me or Sarah.
Wow. I mean, that sounds chaotic in the best way.
It's a lot. We have a lot going on. We tried to make it like really fun with lots to do. You know, it's Stratford in the winter. There's not a lot going on. We've had terrible weather.
Yeah.
So come inside where it's warm and celebrate in a fun, festive environment.
Yeah, it's definitely more than a market. Festival is the right word for this.
Yes. And of course, we have vendors as well. But yeah, it's going to be an awesome day.
Amazing. How many vendors are lined up for this one?
We have about 25 vendors.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, this is just going to be total chaos, but really, really fun. That's noon to 4 on February 2nd at Stratford Army Navy again.
That's right.
Awesome. So I'll turn the spotlight on to Sarah for a second. Sarah, Generation Rainbow Collective, for those of us who have not heard about this, it's a fairly new group, right?
Yeah. So we've been operating for just over a year now. We started out as a 5-week program that was just such an abundant success that we decided to keep it going. It's been a real pleasure to be involved in that.
Amazing. So tell us a little bit about what the Generation Rainbow Collective looks like and who it's for and, you know, who can join.
So it's a for youth and by youth program, which means that while there are adults involved in coordinating the program, it's led primarily by our youth ambassadors. And our youth ambassadors have a presence in both the intermediate school and the high school GSAs, so the Gender Sexuality Alliance.
Awesome.
So they go out and, kind of spread the word about the activities that we're doing and let students know that they have a safe space to go outside of the school day to connect with peers and to engage with the community and to just, you know, have a good time in an environment that is really inclusive and welcoming.
Amazing. So it's essentially a safe space, and it's a youth group.
Yes, yeah. So we run the group every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 8:30, depending on the activity that we're doing. And it's open to youth from 12 to 17. Most of our youth are between the ages of 13 and 15, and we have had about 25 youth join our program over the past year, either for one or a couple of sessions, or they've been there the entire time. So
that is awesome. Yeah. Is there a specific meeting ground for this youth group, or are you just kind of going on like excursions all the time?
It's a little bit of both. So we do meet in the Stratford Perth Pride location. They are our primary supporter, and we're very thankful to have that space. But we have been out in the community. We've gone to Pursuit rock climbing.
Fun.
We went to the Avon Theater to see Wendy and Peter Pan. We've kind of been all over the community. We went to the local as well for a cooking night. We've been really welcomed by a lot of different organizations and businesses in the city, and we're really grateful for that support, because we are run entirely by donation and by grant funding. So again, having that support of the community has allowed us to go out and do more things with less money.
Oh, absolutely. And our community is just incredible. You know, it's so welcoming. And that's really great that we have a group like this for these youth. How do we get involved? How do the youth who want to get involved reach out?
Yeah, so I would suggest any youth that are listening to connect with the GSA at their school, or to reach out to us by email at generationrainbowcollective@gmail.com, or you can connect with us on Instagram, again under Generation Rainbow Collective. We're open to anyone. Most of our activities are by drop-in, so you don't need to pre-register. We do occasionally have activities that require that pre-registration, but we would put that up on social media and spread the word.
For sure. Well, this is fabulous. Royal and Sarah, this has been fun, and I cannot wait for the Winter Rainbow Festival. Again, that's February 2nd, noon to 4 at the Stratford Army and Navy. Thank you so much, Royal DeYoung with Stratford Inclusive Markets and Sarah McIntyre with Generation Rainbow Collective. Good luck with this event. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.